Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
Durban has been blessed with the 2025 ICF Ocean Racing World Championships this year. And I'm joined in studio by Colin Simpkins, who's head of the organizing committee, race director, and Hank McGregor, a seasoned athlete, a world champion many, many times over, as well as one of the greatest paddlers South Africa's ever produced. Colin, I'm going to start with you. Just tell me about the organizing so far. How's everything going? It's so great that we've got an event like this coming to our shores in KZN.
That's fantastic. Firstly, we weren't blessed with it. We applied for it and didn't put all the hard work into it. But we have got it, surrounded ourselves with some fantastically enthusiastic people. And we've got an organizing committee from hell, and we're plowing ahead. So hopefully we're going to put on the best world champs ever held.
You just were speaking off air, and Hank said that the last time we had a world champs was 2017. So talk me through the process of getting an event like this here. Obviously, there are countries around the world that would have bidded for this one. What did we do? How did we stand out in order to get this event here this year?
Well, we're pretty much the leading nation in the world at surf ski paddling. And since the initial world championships in 2013, we've never ever held world championships here. Pretty much it was about time it came here. We put in an application to the International Canoe Federation, put our bid in, and it was accepted. And here we are.
Hank, from an athlete's perspective, how excited are you to be racing against the world's best on your home turf?
Yeah, Nick, what can I say? To race for your country is one thing, you know, racing overseas is another thing. Racing your own home world championships, I don't think it gets any better than that. I was fortunate enough to represent South Africa in 2017 in the ICF Canoe Marathon World Champs, and it was an amazing event, and I was personally very successful. So I would love the same sort of thing to come through for me. But look, anything happened in surf ski racing, marathon racing and surf ski racing, two different major disciplines. The ocean is its own obstacle and anything can happen. So for me, look, I'd love to bring back the title. It's the one title that I've just never managed to get. I've come close far too many times. Yeah, what can I say? I'm just going to do my best, try my best, and represent my country as best I can.
An event like this takes so much effort from so many different sorts of people. You've been sort of front and center, Hank, in getting those people behind the event. So in terms of backers for the event, how's that gone? Have people jumped on board enthusiastically?
Yeah, look, I've been super fortunate to be sponsored by some really fantastic sponsors, and my long-term sponsor, Eurosteel. Once we got the bid, awarded the bid for the World Ocean Racing Championships, I was like, would you guys consider maybe come on board and supporting the event? And Colin Wilson from Eurosteel said, yeah, we'd love to be part of it. You know, it's hometown race, be great. And along with that, I actually asked one of the biggest sponsors in Australia, and sort of been back a lot of the international paddling events that I've been to, and they've supported me for many a year. And Sean Partners, Earl Evans from Australia, they actually they came on board as well. So we've actually got two of my personal sponsors that have come on board to support the World Championship, sponsor it, and I think it's fantastic. You know, it just shows you like there's a lot of nice people out there, and it's great that they're backing such an awesome event.
Colin, logistically, can you give us dates, venues, how is everything going to work over the couple of days of the championships?
Okay, so the championships consist of two separate races, a SS1 surf ski 1 race and a double ski SS2 race. The event is held over a 3-day window period from the 17th to the 19th of October, and the best predicted conditions of those 3 window period days goes to the single surf ski, which is the main event, and then the next best day will go to the doubles event. And the event is very conditions orientated, and in that if it's southwest blowing, we'll be racing from DUC, the Durban Undersea Club, to Westbrook Beach. If the northeast is blowing, we'll be racing from DUC to Mamzontoti. It's a bit of a lottery. It's nothing that can be planned, but we do this so that we can race in nice downwind conditions if at all possible.
And then from a racing perspective, men's, ladies, juniors, under 23s, how does that all work? Do you throw them all in the same pot and let them race together?
Yeah, so pretty much it's a mass start, except we do start the women's division separately, but otherwise all age groups race at the same time, and the women will only race sort of 15 minutes ahead or behind the men, so everyone will be on the water at the same time.
And distances?
DUC to Toti is about 28 k's, and DUC to Westbrook is about 32 k's.
Okay. Hank, tell me about the routes, sort of north and south. What are the sort of dynamics to expect from both?
Well, like Colin said, it's actually the launch aspect is taken out. If we're launching at Durban Underwater or Undersea Club, it's flat like a milk pond, no matter which way the wind's blowing. So it's a fantastic way to start the event. And then downwind to racing north all the way up to where I live, it's a fantastic leg to race. It's pretty sheltered initially, and then it's just built all the way to Westbrook Beach. We'll probably go around a buoy off from Slunga Rocks off the lighthouse. So for people that want to watch the race and stuff like that, you can go off that whalebone pier there, and the paddlers will be like within 200 meters, so you could pretty much watch the race from there. And then it's about a 16 kilometers, pretty much straight line, on back line, all the way to Westbrook. And I mean, if you're actually driving on the coast after you've gone past some Sloty, you're pretty much on that beach road. You can see the paddlers. So I think that's going to be an awesome leg, you know, if Neptune comes through, and that would be a great leg to do. Otherwise, one of the hometown favorite legs is to go to a Mams and Toti with the east blowing. It's probably one of the best downwinds in the world. So it's, you know, once you go past the harbor wall, the wind is right behind you, and you're just racing parallel to the coast, so it's easy to find out where you're going. And there's the next set of big buildings is the Mams and Toti. So it's pretty much a very easy course from people that are traveling and stuff like that. So it's not, I wouldn't say local hometown advantage in any way. I think it's very fair course, and I'm excited for both directions. Yeah.
Looking at sort of South African contenders, obviously you're going to be racing. Who else should we be looking out for, both locally from a KZN perspective and also sort of nationally?
Well, I think we had our national trials down in Fishhook a couple of months ago in the end of April. It was quite a long time ago, and it will be like 6 months pre-World Champs, so anything can happen. I mean, you know what can happen in 6 months for the general person. So, but I think leading the flag or holding the flag for us would be Nick Notton, who's current South African champion, and then Kenny Rice, who's been previous world champion. Actually, him and Nick have been previous world ocean racing champions in their own right. And then I'm in there, and you've got Uli Hart, who's under 23, previous world champion. So, and then you've got I think it's Mark Keeling, who's the fifth male that's come through in the team. So it's a team of five men, five women. And then you've got the women's side, Kira Vesta. She's current under 23 world champion, as well as she actually won the overall titles from Cape Town, but I think she's been up here quite a few times, and I definitely think she's going to be the one for the internationals to watch. And then we've got the local crews. You know, you've got Saskia Hockley, you've got my wife Pippa, and Jenna Nisbet. They're all from Durban. And you've got Michelle Byrne, previous world champion. So I think from the women's side of things, you've got quite a few local girls that will definitely be putting their hand up. So who knows what happens. That's why I said the ocean makes it interesting, and it's its own opposition. So I think if all goes well, it would be fantastic if South Africa could take the men. Well, if Colin agrees, we could take all the titles.
Guys, thank you so much for joining me here. It is going to be fantastic to have a World Championships here. If you're around the DUC area, get down, support our athletes, and hopefully we bring home another couple medals. Thanks.
Stacey and Chase Boo. Weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.